listening to the Queensland Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Peanuts do not like frosts, but growers in the state's far north are again turning to them as a mainstay for their rotation after a tumultuous decade punctuated by poor prices and financial turmoil even surrounding the former Peanut Company of Australia. The arrival of Bega Foods with its goal of increasing peanut production has been a shot in the arm for a lagging industry. And while favourable harvest conditions have certainly played a part, as always, it's the price. It has to be right. And this year it was, according to grower Terry Tranther.
So I think the important part is that the price is now at the level where a lot of growers can see themselves investing in the industry moving forward, both in terms of infrastructure that they need, so machinery that they need to grow the crop, and dividing the land area to peanuts. So I think that the price that we're at now certainly is enough to encourage growers to consider the crop. And the harvest weather this year has been quite friendly to us. So we haven't had too many hold-ups with weather. That's always a challenge with peanuts. You harvest the crop over a period of about 7 to 10 days, so you need a good run of weather. And this year we've been lucky enough to catch those windows as our crops have been ready to harvest. So I think that the price makes up for a lot of ills. I think that growers will be keen to try them again based on the fact that there's now a good return in them. They've taken their time, but they have arrived now at a level that we think it obviously has encouraged a larger area of peanuts to be grown, and I think based on this year we'll continue to encourage the industry to grow in North Queensland.
What did the favourable seasonal conditions this harvest enable you to deliver in terms of, or achieve in the paddock in terms of your yield?
We've been breaking records this year. That's probably more to do with the difficult period that we had with weather in the early part of the crop. So the majority of our crop was planted early, and then at flowering we had some difficult seasonal conditions. The favourable harvest conditions don't necessarily drive a better yield. They just make the whole thing that much easier to actually accomplish. There's a lot of moving parts at harvest, and getting them all to line up just makes it makes that process achievable instead of being difficult enough to discourage people from growing the crop.
Far from discouraged, about 1,650 hectares of red soil country on the Atherton tableland has been under nuts this season, bringing it very close to the 2,000 or so hectares it once commanded. And with prices averaging at a very healthy $1,300 a tonne, even the arrival of one of the world's most insidious pests has failed to take the shine off nuts. Bega Foods Grower Services Manager Tobin Cherry.
Most definitely they're at play, but I would have to say we've been very, very lucky. You know, we've been able to protect our crop through a small range of chemicals that we've had at our disposal. But I think more importantly, having a very open canopy as a bush has allowed the chemical use to get down into that and really keep fall armyworm at bay, unlike the poor people in the corn and sorghum industries have had to battle. So, yeah, I mean, we've been very lucky there. In terms of yield, it looks like that whole region up there this year will exceed 4 tonnes to the hectare across the board, which is exciting. We're open to expansion, for sure, and if we just look at in and around our plant at Tolga, we've now advanced into areas like Mossman, Georgetown, even Gordonvale is starting to expand. But, you know, you've still got the heartland of peanut production up in northern Queensland being Tolga and the Atherton Tableland.
How far away are we, or are we already back to where we once were when peanuts were a force on the Atherton Tableland?
Yeah, I don't think we're far away at all, Charlie. The last season, you know, preceding this one was a disaster. Was a disaster for most crops in general, but we've grown upwards of 1,650 hectares of peanuts in North Queensland this season, and I think we'll far exceed 2,000 hectares of peanuts growing next season.
Returning what kind of tonnage?
I think we'll exceed 8,000 tonnes in North Queensland.
Wow, righto. So really, peanuts are well and truly back in the north?
They're back.
And it's not only the food bowl of the Atherton Tableland getting in on the act. Down the road in the Burdekin, sugarcane is king. But increasingly, growers like Aaron Linton are looking to the legume as a permanent part of their crop rotation. He turned to nuts initially as a trial to reduce the impact of nitrogen fertiliser running off his farm. But he's now confident the crop also stacks up commercially, particularly with mung bean and soybean prices coming back significantly.
Well, it Makes it rosier, for sure. It gives it another option, but they're not suitable for every type of soil. So I wouldn't say everyone should go out and plant them, but definitely do a bit of homework and have a look, yeah. Sitting somewhere between 4 and 6.5 tonnes a hectare throughout the different farms that I've been to. Just to dig at different times with the soil, different characteristics for different soil types of when you should dig wet or dry. That's probably going to be the biggest thing. Planting times, fertilisers, and learning a little more each time we go, yeah.
About 100 hectares have been harvested in the Burdekin this year, with more planned for the next wet season growing window. At Home Hill, Mark Vass is pleased with the quality and the quantity of his first crop, but with freight costs up around $120 a tonne, he tells Tom Major he'd prefer to be sending less dirt all the way to Kingaroy.
I was happy with the yield. Just got to get used to taking off the extraneous matter. So after we harvest, even though I think I averaged about 5.4 tonne to the hectare, you lose about 16% odd in dirt and splits and whatever else. So, yeah, it'd come back to about a 4.5 tonne paid yield. Now, as all the costs are starting to come in, it's looking like it's definitely a good option. We just need to design some gear and equipment for our area, because it's not traditionally a peanut growing area, even though we do have some lighter soils, which are perfect. But to try and grow it in some of the heavier delta soils, it's definitely achievable. We just need to work on different machines to get a bit more of that dirt off, so we're not paying to send it down to Kingaroy.
And there's enough faith, do you think, in the industry locally to warrant that investment?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of growers which are now, they've been looking over the fence and they're keen to give it a go. So, yeah, a few things on row configuration. So once we solve a few of those problems and get a bit more equipment up here, we're definitely going to need more equipment for the amount of area that's going to go in next year. Yeah, I'll probably triple the size of my production this year. Which could see me face even more challenges as I get onto some of the heavier dirt. I do have another farm which is just too heavy. I won't try and grow it there, but definitely all of my lighter soils, I'm going to have a go at it. First crop, to yield what I did for my first crop, I'm quite happy, and a lot of the growers are quite happy because we still hit average yield. So we just got to fine tune it to get above average. Over the years, we'll see how much the industry evolves, and then we can see where we're at, where to from here. But you know, it's only early days here in the Burdekin for peanuts, so I reckon in the next 5 years we'll see how it progresses and go from there.
Meanwhile, the harvest is still going at Red Bend Farming on the western edge of the Atherton Tableland. That's where Terry Tranter says the rebound of nuts this season just highlights the flexibility and versatility of the Atherton Tableland cropping region.
We live in a part of the world where we can grow almost anything. We have the option to look at the start of each growing season and say which crop is going to make us the best return this year and choose that crop. I mean, I think that we probably take that for granted too much. I think that in most parts of Australia, they're stuck with one or two cropping options and very short planting windows, and they have to go with those. But on the Atherton Tableland in particular, it's just the most wonderful place to farm. I mean, we get to choose the crops that we grow each year, and we get to choose the ones that are going to make us an economic return. And I think that, you know, if we dig right down into it, that's the success of peanuts this year. This year, peanuts have the potential to drive a great economic return on farm, and that's why people choose.
And for the immediate future of Red Bend Farming, how strongly do peanuts factor into your considerations for the next cropping window?
Well, the cotton harvester goes into our first cotton crop next week, and so if you ask me in 10 days, I'll tell you whether or not it'll be cotton or peanuts.
Imagine having soil that can grow just about anything. I'm envious. Terry Tranter from Innit Hot Springs on the beautiful Atherton Tableland. Thanks to Charlie McKillop for that story.